This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Jane Hirschfield, author most recently of Letter, a Book of Poems, and also of two books on the craft of poetry, Nine Gates and Ten Windows. I'm honored to be the guest editor of Poem A Day for the month of April, and I so hope you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Valencia Robin reading After Graduate School. Needless to say, I support the Forsythia's war against the dull-colored houses, the beagle deciphering the infinitely complicated universe at the bottom of a fence post. I should be gussying up my resume. I should be dusting off my Protestant work ethic, not walking around the neighborhood loving the peonies and the lilac bushes. Not heading up Shamrock and spotting Lucia coming down the train tracks. Lucia, who just sold her first story and whose rent is going up too. Lucia, who says she's moving to South America to save money. Lucia, cute 20-something, I wish wasn't walking down train tracks alone. I tell her about my niece teaching in China, about the waiter who built a tiny house in Hawaii, how he saved up, how he had to call the house a garage to get a building permit. Someone's practicing the trumpet, someone's frying bacon, and once again the wisteria across the street is trying to take over the nation, which could use a nice invasion, old growth trees and sea turtles, every kind of bird marching on Washington. If I had something in my refrigerator, if my house didn't look like the woman who lives there forgot to water the plants, I'd invite Lucia home, enjoy another hour of not thinking about not having a job, about not having a mother to move back in with. I could pick Lucia's brain about our circadian rhythms, about this space between sunrise and sunset, ask if she's ever managed to get inside it. The air, the sky, ethereal is all get out, so close, and no ladder in sight. About this poem. I wrote this poem while realizing how quickly my time in graduate school had sped by, and with it much of the bravado I'd felt back when I was first quitting my job and leaving behind everything to be a poet. As scary as things got, and things got pretty scary, taking that leap saved my life.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new work by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.